Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
They're critical witnesses of reality that we are here on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen, presenting to you Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, helping you have a good day. If you don't see things the way we do, it's okay, as we don't all see things the way each other does as well. It's good. Stimulating thinking. It's not seeing things from a particular point of view. It's just kind of how it is. If you have a huge ego and you can't have anybody around you that disagrees with you, this is probably not the place for you. I'll give you that right off the bat. So let's move into something that Jennifer is interested in. I think we all are, actually. That's why we have these conversations, because we figure pretty much all the people listening will find something of value, including what to do and what not to do when it comes to your cell phone. I might find my cell phone going dead a lot lately. Have you? Was that just
you might need an update because there's a new the new update fixes the battery life. The last update. Go to the most recent version and it makes a huge difference. Because my battery was draining too.
Oh.
And make sure you're closing if you have apps open, make sure you're closing them down when you're done with them.
Jen. Oh man.
I know. Why did I say
you just put Kara
you
into
said an update.
I'm glad you have. You really get so much enjoyment out of this when we
it's
talk about
it. It's just one of those,
things.
That's a tough thing to talk someone through.
Yeah. Well, the update, every once in a while when the phone goes dead, when it comes back on again, it says, you know, here's the update, should we install it? And I haven't, but my tech guy says, yeah, you should.
Yes.
I haven't trusted. The last time I had iPhone problems like this with an iPad and an iPhone, when I updated it, made both the iPhone and the iPad basically rendered them useless.
Well, you have a newer phone now, so you're fine. And the new stuff it will help with security and battery life, so you should definitely do the update.
All right. Well, I'll go get it, and you can help me with that through the next break. Hi, Jennifer.
Whoopsie.
Jen's
all right,
bye.
Well, that story is... yeah, see you later. Gotta go get dressed. This story is not necessarily about the functions of your cell phone. This is about California schools. California is my home state. California also sets the tone for a lot of what goes on in the rest of the country. And there is a new law that was just signed.
True.
Yeah. That was signed into effect by Governor Gavin Newsom that is now going to prohibit suspension for willful defiance in grades 4 and 5, and it bans in grades 6 to 8 for 5 years. So basically, if you chew gum, if you play with a phone, if you tap feet, if you nap, if you mouth off, if you're being out of uniform, you'll get consequences for those things, but you will not be suspended. This is a California law now. So California schools can no longer suspend kindergarten through eighth graders for using phones in the classroom. It used to be a rule that you have to keep them out of sight. And if you didn't, the phone would get taken away. Maybe you would get suspended after multiple warnings. Now, educators are not able to use suspension as a tool. And there's a couple of reasons for this. Obviously, rear ends and chairs are what get schools money. So they don't want to suspend kids. But they also say that it's a better precedent to set if you keep the kids in school. I don't know how I feel about this. Because
you want to explain that a little further?
Sure.
First of all, I want to know when a kid in kindergarten or through it's K-8 students, right? What the hell have they got phones in the first place for?
Every kid. Why should it?
Every kid does now.
Wrong. All right, anyway, keep going.
And so what they're saying is that they were having a discipline problem. Specifically, we could just look at LA Unified School District, where in the 2012-2013 year, they suspended 16,600 students, including 3,700 for defiance only, meaning it's not violent, it's just defiance over and over and over again.
No discipline.
So, They're saying that this is particularly impactful to minority groups. Black students were suspended more than white kids. Almost a third of those suspended were black students, although they make up only 10% of the student population. The idea here is that after multiple warnings, the next step for willful defiance would be suspension, but now the governor has said that's not even on the table. So there's no...
What do parents feel about that? Where did this law come from? Who initiated, what representative got it started, or was it initiated by Gavin's office and he pushed it through the House and the Senate legislative bodies in California? Where did
this public counsel. It's a group called Public Counsel that advocated for the change to the state law. So,
I think that from some of the stuff that I've read, though, you know, suspending kids who maybe have discipline problems or are troubled, they shouldn't be just sent home, and that's a burden on parents who have to work. So they should have to go to counseling. It should be something in the school that they don't need to leave the school grounds, but they have to actually go to counseling or a group therapy or whatever.
But why is it the school's responsibility? These kids, their families, and
well, your taxpayer dollars are paying for this. So why shouldn't every school has a school counselor? They don't do much in most schools, so why don't they actually have to do their job?
Well, that I don't.
There are a lot of tenured people sitting
that.
There not doing,
yeah, doing anything.
Help the kids.
But okay,
sending the kids home to just have a day off to watch TV and eat junk food, that doesn't do anything.
No, you're right about that. But at some point, it seems to me you're going to look further into the rat hole to see what the problem is, why these kids are defiant, rude.
Therapy.
Whatever it is. No, it's because the parents, I shouldn't say no, because in some cases, yes. But in many cases also, the parents are not doing their job. They pass it off to the schools. They pass off responsibility. Responsibility starts at home.
I agree with you, and I had two attentive parents, and I was really lucky. But not every kid or family has two parents, or even has one parent who can even handle what they have to do to put food on the table. I think that it's a cop out to just say, and it's a very 1950s value set to say, oh well, it's the parent's responsibility, so it all needs to be with them. Why should the kid suffer if the parent can't do all of the job that all of the parenting tasks that they're supposed to do?
Why should the public suffer?
Because we're paying taxes.
Okay, but why should there be in classroom these kids?
Out of the classroom. That's what I'm saying. The kids need to not get kicked out of school, but they should be on the school grounds in a therapist's office. That's the only way to even give these kids a chance, because the parents at home have already failed them. So why not at least utilize some of the resources that we're already paying for? I guess the question
is, really?
Well, I think that's a very 1950s value set.
Who pays for it? Because the school counselors are not necessarily psychologists. The school counselors are there to kind of help you.
Many
in most cases,
teachers
at my school, they didn't have any.
They
were teachers, actually,
yes.
Or even not teacher. Even teachers who became school counselors. So then is the school system going to actually pay for counseling? No, they don't want to waste their money. The reason they're getting rid of suspensions is because they want to make more money because they want to keep these kids in school. And from the other
side, they're going to do, and they should also help the kids.
As a kid who didn't get in trouble, my education was impacted by all these little jerks who kept screaming in the classroom. And then if the teacher has nothing to do with them, I don't know. I don't know how this helps the kid. It doesn't help the students that are being affected
by it.
It's
just another way of passing off responsibility so that you become an irresponsible adult. There's too many of those around as well. All right, good conversation. I just can't believe that you said all these kids have, they're from kindergarten to grade 8, have their phones. That's a real problem, I think.
Well, but that's a reality.
Well, but even if you don't consider the kinds of things that we're talking about here, it's pretty damned unhealthy to have those things on and on your person.
I agree. But
not healthy.
It is a reality.
At all. Well, it's not a good reality. 15 past the hour, looking at the day here on the DJV program.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
HomeAdvisor. This report is sponsored by the NICB. American Property and Casualty Insurance companies are being robbed to the tune of $40 billion a year. According to the FBI, fraud is the culprit. And these criminals are not just stealing from insurers, they're stealing from everyday Americans. That is, until now, the nation's property and casualty insurers have made significant fraud-fighting investments within their companies, such as creating special investigative units. These units investigate suspicious insurance claims and work with law enforcement agencies and the National Insurance Crime Bureau, or NICB, to track down insurance criminals. NICB Public Affairs Director Frank Scafidi.
These criminals will stop at nothing to commit fraud, from staging auto accidents to roofing and towing scams, even workers' compensation slip and falls. Think of your family, your coworkers, your neighbors. All are potential victims. NICB works with special investigative units to keep you and the ones you love most safe.
Find out how you can protect yourself at NICB.org.
Staff Sergeant Ryan Pitts of the 173rd Airborne Brigade speaks about what it means to receive the Medal of Honor.
I'm the one that got the recognition because I received the award, but like I know that this isn't mine. I just was trying to follow everybody else around me. You know, all these guys did incredible things. The only reason I'm here, the only reason I have a wife, the only reason I have kids is because those guys gave everything they had that day.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
The big news from Subaru is the three-row Ascent. It's the biggest SUV from Subaru ever. There's room for 7 or 8 passengers with a choice of second-row captain's chairs or bench seating. It'll tow up to 5,000 pounds. It has interior space you need for your whole crew. And it gets you where you want to go with the safety of a Subaru, including standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. The three-row Subaru Ascent. Love is now bigger than ever. Maximum towing capacity varies by trim level, and trailer brakes may be required. See your retailer for details.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
So, lately, you've heard me make reference to this book, Success is the Quality of Your Journey, that I'm reading, and I knew I had seen something in here about children. So I'm going to relay, as a result of this conversation we just had about children in school and phones and that sort of thing, this lady who is a therapist, Victoria, writes, one of the hard things about being a parent is understanding why children misbehave. If we know why, we can discipline more successfully. Here are some of the possibilities. First of all, attention. Whether it's positive or negative, children want to make sure we notice them. Sibling rivalry is an example. They'll fight with each other just to get our attention. Make sure that you're not becoming a cheerleader for opposing teams. I think that's very important. Another possibility is power. All children want power, whether they are 4 or 14. But they really don't want to be in control of the house and the family. They just want you to notice them, back again to notice. And then there's revenge. Children are very sensitive about justice and fairness. If they think you've been unfair to them, they may misbehave just to get even. Discipline, but don't retaliate. Now, that's a very important thing. I wonder if even most parents understand the difference. Do you think your parents understood the difference between discipline and retaliation, Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, did you feel they did?
Yeah, I think so.
Victoria's
my parents are not. Well, I'm trying to think of an example of, my parents would, I would think that's kind of petty behavior. My parents are definitely not like that.
Petty, yeah.
No.
Right. Now, the feelings of
my parents liked disciplining me all that much because I was a pretty good kid. So when I screwed up, I don't think it was ever about, like, retaliating. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did you like disciplining your kids? I can't imagine that.
I didn't?
No.
No, I always felt worse.
Yeah, right? You always felt bad.
Yeah, I did. Right. But my kids grew up around, even though we were divorced, there was a pretty healthy atmosphere, and they knew they were loved. I think that goes a long way, too, don't you? If you know.
Absolutely.
If you feel like it. Yeah, I think that's a big step in that direction. All right, so anyway, food for thought for parents here on the DJV program at 21 after the hour.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
That voice, the male voice?
Chris Stapleton.
Is it?
Yeah, this is off her new album, Sheryl Crow's new album. It's my favorite song, so.
This album is so freaking good.
Tell me when it's over.
Mm-hmm.
Sheryl Crow in our musical spotlight as we get into music for this hour at 24 past the hour. Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, and I with a focus, as indicated by Kara, on Sheryl Crow. She made her Ralph Lauren Pink Pony campaign debut this week as the new face of the breast cancer charity. I'm more supportive of this than I am the other one. I don't want to mention the other name, frankly, because I don't think that that's what it's supposed to do. Ralph Lauren officially launched the campaign about 20 years ago with a focus on battling breast cancer. And in the years since, his philanthropic endeavors have expanded to support eradicating all cancer. For his new rollout called Together in Pink, Lauren recruited a group of cancer survivors, including Sheryl Crow, Nathan Adrian, who is a five-time Olympian, to share their stories and inspire hope. The campaign revolves around storytelling, which is my line of work, so it was a great marriage. That's what Sheryl Crow said. She shared her breast cancer diagnosis, remember, back in 2006. Now she encourages women to get early mammograms, generally take charge of your own health. That's very important. I wonder why more people are not doing that. Your doctor, it's not your doctor's job to be in charge of your health. It's your doctor's job to help you understand what's going on in your body. But it's your job to know what's going on in your body, not theirs. She said, knowledge is power, particularly where we don't have a cure. Our greatest weapon is early detection. It can mean the difference between having a much less intrusive treatment when you're diagnosed early and the cure rate is far greater. I think that is borne out in stats, frankly. 100% of the purchase price from the Live Love t-shirt, along with 25% from the other 33 items in the Pink Pony collection, will be donated to the Pink Pony Fund at the Polo Ralph Lauren Foundation. And I guess there's some other cancer charities that get the benefit of that as well. So hats off to Sheryl Crow and the others who are helping the Ralph Lauren Pink Pony campaign. All right, next up is a focus on singer Brandy. who apparently has returned to music with a new single called Freedom Rings, which you're listening to now. You want to crank it up, Kara? See what we get. This is the 25th anniversary of her debut album, self-titled debut back in 94, sold 6 million copies. So this song, Freedom Rings, is the new lead single from the upcoming album, which, let's see, the last one was 2012, called 211. She was honored last summer at the BMI R&B Hip Hop Awards, where she got the BMI President's Award. At the event, the president of BMI, Mike O'Neill, praised Brandy for her musical accomplishments, including her record sales. 40 million records have been sold under her auspices. During her acceptance speech, Brandy thanked her fans before teasing this new music. She said, quote, I'm looking forward to just singing all of my new songs on every stage that I can possibly sing. Does she write her own stuff, or is she collaborating with others? What do we know about her, the origins of the
music? You know, these days you kind of never know who really writes their own stuff because a million different people are credited, so not sure. Maybe she does. She kind of strikes me as someone who would write some of her own stuff, but she probably has a lot of help, too.
Mm-hmm. She's been added to the Friday Jams Live lineup in New Zealand alongside Janet Jackson, 50 Cent, and the Black Eyed Peas. So, good for her. Good luck. Wishes for a healthy, prosperous, and rewarding tour. 28 after.
It's iPhone season at Sprint, Polly.
Wow, that's exciting. Switch to Sprint and get
the new iPhone 11 or iPhone 11 Pro with amazing all-new camera systems. And now you can get iPhone 11
for $0 per month when you trade in your iPhone 7 or newer in any condition.
Seriously, any condition.
And with Sprint's 100% total satisfaction guarantee, you can try out the network and see the savings for yourself.
Happy iPhone season! Don't you just love that?
What's not to love?
I just love it!
Celebrate iPhone season at Sprint. Switch to Sprint and get the new iPhone 11 for $0 per month when you trade in your iPhone 7 or newer in any condition. Get yours right now at your local Sprint store, Sprint.com, or call 800-SPRINT-1.
iPhone 11 64GB, $0 a month, and iPhone 11 Pro 64GB, $12.50 a month, both after $29.17 a month credit for 18 months with Sprint Flex Lease. Apply within 2 bills. Requires new line of service. Cancel early. Remaining amounts, new coverage and offer not available everywhere. 30-day guarantee. Select exclusions apply. 30 activation, taxes, and restrictions apply.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. Breast cancer will affect 1 in 8 women during their lifetime. And while mammography is key to early detection, there is some confusion about when to start screening and how often.
Big factor that impacts a lot of women is this concept of dense breast tissue. The real way to detect density is by having a mammogram. And if anybody wants to know what is my density and how will that impact my future frequency of screening, we really are now concentrating on getting that information from a mammogram.
Dr. Sandy Pruthi from the Breast Diagnostic Clinic at Mayo Clinic.
And it makes sense that if you have more dense breast tissue, you should be screened more frequently because the challenges of interpreting the mammogram.
Different organizations have different thoughts on when to start mammograms and how frequently they should be done. So a conversation with your health care provider could provide some direction. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Vaping concerns topping the news this hour. More vaping issues to report now. The CDC, Centers for Disease Control in Atlanta, reports more than 1,000 confirmed cases of vaping-related illness in 48 states and the U.S. Virgin Islands. At least 18 deaths confirmed in 15 states and more deaths under investigation. Symptoms include severe shortness of breath, fatigue, and chest pain. In other news,
first-time claims for jobless benefits hit around 219,000 last week, and that was up around 4,000 from the previous week's revised total. The biggest increases in claims were seen in Michigan, Kansas, and Missouri. The biggest declines in first-time claims were in New York, Georgia, and South Carolina. I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Do you do? Are you doing well? Let's hope so. This is the DJV program aimed at making you do better or feeling better about what's going on, but getting to the brass tacks of reality. Kathleen Salem writes, Doug, thank you for continuing to remind your listeners of the importance of farm and family. You do a great service, opening your program to different points of view, a refreshing alternative from those who use the airwaves to pontificate. No. Really? Somebody on the radio is a pontificator? Do you know any of those people, Jennifer? I don't know any of those people.
No, not at all.
Pontificators? No.
No.
Keep farming and keep talking, she says. Well, you know what, Kathleen? You're in luck. Because I am going to keep talking and I am going to keep farming. So there you go. Like
now
it.
You've done it, Kathleen.
Uh-huh. Well, you know what? I'm going to, may I preempt, Victoria, your time for a moment and then get back to you, because something has come to my attention that I do want to pass along that affects all of us. We have, and this is, please don't take this as a political point of view from me, because I'm not. Most people, Rich McFadden used to love to say when he was on with me every day, how much every politician would become a victim of mine because I don't like any of them. I don't like either party. I just don't like politics. and I don't play politics particularly well. The latest from the Trump administration, at least from the Agriculture Secretary, Sonny Perdue, who is not a good Secretary of Agriculture. He's a backslapping good old boy from Georgia. He was at the World Dairy Expo, which is going on this week in Madison, Wisconsin. I've been to those a couple of times. Fabulous opportunity to get to see a lot of things in farming and dairying, especially. So he was asked by one of the reporters there about family dairying and cows on the family dairy farm. The question was, can it survive? And the answer came, in America, quote, the big get bigger and the small go away. I don't think in America we, for any small business, we have a guarantee of profitability. So, in essence, he said that. Those are his exact words.
Wow.
So the fact that they admit to basically dairy farms, small dairy farms like mine, unable to survive in the reality that they have helped create. It really goes back to George Bush.
He has certainly helped perpetuate it and grow it. Yeah.
George Bush started it and really opened the gate, the floodgate to all of this stuff, not just in terms of dairying and what the Suiza family and Dean Foods. Most people, well, they don't even know, even if you're a farmer, many people don't know what Dairy Farmers of America is. It's the co-op that's controlled by the Dean Foods people who control 80% of the fluid milk supply in our country. If you're drinking milk out of a grocery store and not from a family farm, you're probably drinking milk that's controlled by Dairy Farmers of America. And they are not your friends. They are not the dairy farmers' friends. They are in it for themselves. And by the way, one of the things that came up as a result of that comment, the next question was about how many dairy farmers have committed suicide in the past 12 months. And the number is 4 times greater than the year before. So what does that
tell you? Does he even know that?
638 farmers last year committed suicide. So what does that tell you? I mean, we're back to what we were talking about earlier on was beef coming in this country from other countries without inspection, without, and you don't even really know anymore where the beef comes from.
Well, the ranchers, the ranchers say that that beef coming in from wherever gets labeled exactly the same way as American grown.
It should not be.
And
it shouldn't be. No. And there's milk coming in from everywhere, too. Still a lot of milk coming in from Canada. What the Dean Foods people, Suiza people did was the fellow who ran the company got a $3 million bonus because he was told by the board of directors to get the price of milk down below $14 a hundredweight, which is how it's measured. Not measured by the quart, it's measured by the pound.
And Didn't you say China was sending milk here, too?
China did. They've stopped because there were too many. They couldn't get away with it. But they're doing a lot of other things, by the way.
What's the solution? Because we talk a lot about the problem.
The solution is One of the solutions, Jennifer, is that this $16 billion that's been set aside to help the quote-unquote family farmer, half of it is going to people that are not farmers at all, that have park street addresses that are Wall Street.
It's a consumer issue. I think it's a consumer issue.
It is.
I'm not defending Sonny Perdue's comments, but he's not wrong when big business wins. I mean, it may not be a fact that we like, but he's not wrong about it. I mean, I look at our radio business.
Yeah, perfect example. These three big companies have ruined radio. They have.
Well, and they're the big games in town. It's very rare that you find independent operators in radio. So,
like you and your family are running an independent radio audio company.
Right, we can take apart Sonny Perdue, but he's telling the truth. So what do we do about consuming? Because I think that makes a change. It's not a one-time payout from the government. It's about consumer behavior.
Well,
but how
the school lunch program is a good place to begin teaching children what the value. What are they getting nutritionally from this bottle of milk versus another bottle of milk? It's that sort of thing.
We all know how consumers are. They're brand name consumers. So, like, if I'm in a store and I see Stephan Farms right next to, you know, Kirkland or whatever brand I know, I'm going to go with the brand I know, probably.
Yeah, right. Okay, but you have really hit the nail on the head. It's all about educating and children. We were talking about these damn phones being and how important they are in the K through 8 grades now. How about teaching children about the value of good food in the grades K through 8?
Well, some schools try that, and you know, they're, but you know, the school lunch
but those programs have all
become,
been cut, Victoria. Those,
yes, no, they have.
Those that program has all been cut back. So you know, it's like arts, it's like music, it's like phys ed. All that stuff has been cut back. How dare you do that in the name of saving money? You're going to save money and waste it somewhere else? It's incredible. It really is that where we're going with all this stuff. All right, so I took away your steam a little bit, Victoria. You had something that pertained to our conversation the last half hour about breast cancer, et cetera, et cetera. So what's that story?
Well, it is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, as we know, and Matthew Knowles, who is the father of Beyonce and Solange, he has revealed that he is now a breast cancer survivor, and he urged other men to get tested for the disease. He's 67 years old, and he has been making the rounds and for Breast Cancer Awareness Month, doing interviews and talking about how he was diagnosed 2 months ago. His wife noticed small dots of blood on his shirts and the bed sheet, and his initial response was he went to the doctor to figure out what was going on, and that's when he found out that he had breast cancer. And he said, from a man's perspective, he just kept thinking, you know, why would I get this? Of all the things I could get, why breast cancer? So he underwent surgery a couple months ago. He said he's doing well now, and he wants to share the story because he wants other men to get tested early. And he said that early detection is key. He said, quote, I can't overemphasize the word early enough. And according to the American Cancer Society, 2,670 men will be diagnosed with invasive breast cancer in the United States this year, and 500 men will die from it. Mm. And he said, and Matthew Knowles is black, and he said black men also tend to have a worse prognosis.
More a problem with it than white people do, yeah.
Yep, and so that's why he's really trying to get the message out there. And he said that he has a clean bill of health now, but he's obviously going to stay on top of his health and his diet and everything else that he's considered, you know, that he has to, you know, that now at 67 years old, he said he's worrying about prostate and pancreatic cancer and, you know, all the other things that...
Diet. As long as we're in the medical department, let's spend a minute or so on this Department of Justice focus. Says the DEA, Department of what is that?
The Drug Enforcement Agency.
Drug Enforcement, that's it, yeah.
Yeah.
The report issued this week says opioid overdose deaths in our country grew by a whopping 71% in the last year or two. Department says during this time, DEA did not use its available resources to combat the diversion of opioids. It's become too big, too unwieldy. Who knew even that there were production quotas? I didn't know. Did you know? Any of you know?
No.
There were production quotas for opioids?
No. Nope.
And they increased? That's like they're in... It's back
doesn't
to what Sonny
sense.
Perdue said about big government, big business, big dairy, whatever it is. It's the same thing. Big. When are we going to wake up? Is it going to be too late when we wake up to this? According to the Center for Disease Control, average 130 Americans die a day from opioid overdoses. Good God, wake up. 44 past the hour.
I want to keep my heart healthy, so I get my cholesterol checked regularly. And when my doctor told me my cholesterol was borderline, I found Garlic. According to my pharmacist, there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol. And one Garlic tablet is equal to a whole clove of garlic, except it's odor-free. Yep, I'm doing what I can for my cholesterol, and I'm doing it with Garlic.
Garlic, cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall. Does exercise really help keep you young as you get older? I'll be back to tell you more. A sedentary lifestyle isn't good for anyone, but particularly should be avoided as we age. Although some age-related muscle loss may be inevitable, much of the decline in muscle tissue is blamed on aging that is really due to inactivity. So if you're a couch potato, here's what happens. Muscle mass diminishes, the metabolism can change drastically, causing obesity, impaired glucose tolerance, changes in the body's ability to regulate temperature, and weaken bones, thereby increasing risk from falls and injury. How many older folks do you know
that have fallen and injured themselves. Well, all that can be avoided if you simply exercise. Exercise can make a huge difference. The person who stays physically fit will not only look good and feel good, their skin, tissue, organs, and bones will all have the components of youth. So yes, you can reverse the aging process, or at least slow it down, through exercise.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Credit products are issued by WebBank, member FDIC. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Offer valid for loan products 90 days after today. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
How do I feel? Awesome.
Like a huge weight has been lifted off my shoulders.
Hundreds of thousands of people are discovering the relief of a fixed-rate debt consolidation loan through Avant.
I paid off all my credit cards, and now I just have one easy monthly payment with Avant. And I don't have to worry about the rates going up.
Avant offers you access to unsecured debt consolidation loans from $2,000 to $35,000.
When I saw Avant was accredited by the Better Business Bureau, I knew that was the company for me.
Do you know how good it feels to only worry about one monthly payment?
Experience the relief of a debt consolidation loan through Avant. Plus, get a free $50 Amazon gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your loan options and get this free offer, go to Avant.com and enter code 7575 when applying. Avant.com, code 7575. That's Avant.com, code 7575.
Now's the time to join the Brotherhood of Muscle, because we're offering Dodge Power Dollars, which means for each horsepower, you'll get $10 off your purchase. Roll out in the Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye and get $7,970 off. Maybe you'll take off in a Dodge Charger or tear up the streets in a Durango. Hurry in to your local Dodge dealer now and save. See dealer for details. Offer not available on vehicle leases. Take retail delivery from dealer stock by 9/30/19. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Okay, so here's an example of something good coming out of something bad. You'll remember this week, we were talking about this Amber Guyer, the police officer in Houston who got convicted of shooting somebody, a guy in an apartment. She said you walked into the wrong apartment, and that sounded like bunk to everybody. She got 10 years in the slammer. She's a former police officer. And so as the announcement was made that she was sentenced to 10 years, the brother of the victim gets up and goes over and hugs her.
Yeah. It was amazing.
Yeah, see, that's the kind of stuff that you forgive people.
I don't know how you do it.
Yeah, right. It's hard for a lot of people to do it.
What he said on the witness stand, it's actually making its way around Twitter. It's gone viral. Just his statements of forgiveness and love. And,
yes.
Wow.
Yep. Yeah,
it's a good lesson for all of us, actually.
It is.
Yeah, I think a lot of people couldn't understand how he did it, and I don't know that I could ever do that, but it sounded like his family was very religious, and he was telling her that the only way forward for her was to just, I guess, use Jesus as her savior to try and become a better person, and it was pretty emotional. I mean, as soon as he got permission, the woman got up and ran to him, and they hugged each other for 10 minutes. And, you know, whatever it does for her, I don't know. It doesn't matter. But if he's able to move on with his life and that helps heal him, then good for him.
Because he's trying to see that he's got something good that came out of something so awful.
Well, you know, usually there is something good that comes out of awful stuff. And that's a perfect example of it. So and take your licks and keep on ticking, I guess, 10 before the hour. This is the DJV program.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Do you feel like many of us, all the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
It is 53 past the hour here on the DJV program. Did you know that, among other things, October is National Dental Hygiene Month? A lot of people spending the month thinking about Halloween candy and what it does to your teeth. The folks at Aspen Dental want you to know that there are ways of you paying attention to dentists and dentistry. Dr. Evelyn Lucas Perry, Managing Dental Director and Lead Dentist at Aspen Dental Locations in Michigan, she's here to talk about a new report for the city of Detroit alone. This is pretty, if you're experiencing dental anxiety, listen up, because here's some advice that is good for Detroit, I think, Dr. Perry, but it's probably universally applicable, isn't it?
Absolutely, and good morning, Doug. Thanks for having me. It absolutely is. A lot of people do experience dental fear, and that's one of the reasons why this month, October, being National Dental Hygiene Month, is so important.
So 44, as I look at this survey, looks like 44% of people who live in Detroit brush their teeth only once a day, and some less. This is something that is really a no-no. And doesn't it begin the educational aspect of this, with parents setting a good example and brushing at least twice a day? Because otherwise, especially if you don't brush at night, but even in the morning, I mean, I can't even imagine. I grew up with that, and probably you did too. I used to think that either going to bed with dirty teeth or waking up with them just yucky. It feels terrible when you have.
It does feel terrible, but, you know, that's where the proper education really comes in. And it being the National Dental Hygiene Month, you know, this is really giving us at Aspen Dental the opportunity to celebrate healthy mouths and good hygiene habits in Detroit, of course, but even across the country. Mm-hmm. And so the survey that you're referring to, Aspen Dental actually did it recently, conducted of 500 people living in the Detroit area to find out what their common dental hygiene habits were. And you're absolutely correct. Over half of Detroiters said said, you know what, they just don't brush their teeth, or they're just only brushing it once a day.
Well, when I look at the business here, they don't go to dentists. One out of ten or something, one out of five haven't been to the dentist in 3 years. Here as an aside, I don't mean to sound like a professor here or lecturing to the audience, but one of the things that people seem not to know, either they aren't taught it in school or maybe the dentist isn't telling them how important not just teeth, having your teeth clean and cavity-free, but your gums. If you understand how your body works, you know how much the connection is to health in general in your body that comes right out of how healthy your gums are.
Yeah, Doug, you hit it the nail on the head. I mean, it's the oral health has a connection to your overall health. And while you and I grew up with that, I actually had a dentist as a mother, so it's kind of drilled in me, pun intended, from an early age. But a lot of people just don't have that proper education. And so at Aspen Dental, one of the things that we really take time at is openly communicating with our patients, both us as dentists and our dental hygienists, about, yes, using electric toothbrushes and flossing, and then, of course, coming in for routine dental care so we can alleviate or prevent any type of dental pain or, of course, the other thing is anxiety.
Yeah, you know, that's something I was going to ask you about, anxiety. I used to feel it when I go to the dentist because you know, that big damn drill they used to use, and it went slowly in your mouth. They don't do that anymore. They're fast things, and you get ways of getting rid of the pain, so the anxiety quotient ought to be a lot less than it used to be, shouldn't it?
Yeah. Absolutely. You know, there's ways and tools that, you know, we at Aspen Dental, we do as dentists and dental hygienists to help alleviate, you know, dental fear and dental pain, because dental anxiety is real, and that's one of the things that we really found out with the survey was that a lot of people are suffering from dental anxiety, in particular women more than men, which is interesting.
Really? And why do you suppose that is?
Yeah.
Why is that?
You know, I think one of the main reasons is more people are just afraid of what they don't know, right? You usually come into the dentist when you're in fear.
All right, let me ask you this. How many women dentists now? I remember there were never women dentists when I was a kid, but now there seem to be more and more of them. Is that a factor in making it more comfortable, women a little more conscious than men about those things?
Think so. I think I can say as me as a female dentist, I'd like to be as gentle as possible, but us as a whole office, and I can say all dental Aspen dentists, we're trying to be as comfortable. We try to communicate openly with our patients and have them, you know, listen to music, TV, just really that communication and building trust. And so that's something that we really focus on at Aspen.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's good to know. Dental hygiene, an important focus of all of our lives. Thanks for the update. Go to aspendental.com for more on the survey and their services. Dr. Evelyn Lucas Perry with us here on the DJV program at 59 after the hour.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.